Hey guys, so in this episode I'm covering the trip down to the Ventura Nationals, which I had an amazing time. Then as soon as that was over, I shot back to Northern California to make it in time for the C10 intervention, which was also a really good time. It was a really hot weekend here in NorCal. Thankfully Ventura Nationals was a little bit cooler being so close to the ocean. And I really wish I'd had more time to spend in Ventura, because I just love it down there. But I am glad that I made it back in time to do C10 Nationals, because that's what you guys wanted, so that's what I did. So, without further ado, we'll jump right in. I made the mistake of asking, and you guys answered. You guys said you wanted me to try and hit both shows, so I went down to Ventura Nationals, shot down Thursday. On the way down, I ended up stopping at Turner Auto Salvage in Fresno, which, if you guys have watched Roadkill, you've probably seen it. It's one of the last remaining old car junkyards or salvage yards, however you want to say it, in California. When I was a kid, there was quite a few, but they're going away. Even in Fresno, there was quite a few until the last decade. But I think Turner is probably the last one standing, and even they are pretty well picked over. They've got some stuff in there, but I mean, it's just not a lot. So it was my first time my first time going out into the yard at Turner. I've been there before. But this time I was asking about some parts that I was looking for the Galaxy, and they're like, oh, okay, well, I think that stuff's out in the back corner. And I said, okay, well, you know, I knew it was a big yard, but I didn't know how big it was. And they're like, oh, well, so-and-so, he'll take you out there. So I follow this guy out, and I get into, you know, typical junkyard car, like, broken motor mounts, barely running, and full of parts and trash and stuff, and being piloted by this dude that looks like he might live in the car or under one of the cars that is out there in the yard, or he'd been under one for several days. I mean, just real rough looking dude. And you know, I'm traveling, so I hadn't necessarily intended on pulling parts, so I wasn't, you know, dressed for the occasion. But anyway, I get in this rickety ass minivan or whatever, and we start driving, and like far, and we've been going for a while, and I'm like, so how big is this place? And he's like, oh, it's 100 and something acres. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And like, we're going over these bridges that are across levees, and like a literal pack of dogs came out of a line of cars and kind of crossed in front of us. And the guy's like, oh yeah, you know, you got to watch out for the dogs. And there, people drop pets off out here, and they end up roaming the yard in packs. And I'm like, oh, well, are they okay? Like, are they cool? And he goes, yeah, for the most part, you know, but you don't want to mess with them. But he said it in that like kind of like weird way where you're not sure if he's joking or not. And we're still driving like this whole time. And finally, like, we get to the very far back corner of the yard. And we kind of circled this area, and he pointed out they had a couple 65s. They had a wagon, which was actually shockingly complete. It wasn't complete, but it had more shit on it than I expected it to. I almost bought the tailgate just because they're so damn hard to find, and this one was pretty clean on this 65. Not that I have a 65 wagon or any need for one, but I'm sure, you know, guys do. So anyway, he's like, all right, well, I'll let you go. And I was like, well, you know, aren't you gonna, like, how do I get a hold of you to come back? And he's like, oh, well, we don't like bring you back, you gotta walk back. And I was like, what? Fuck. We're so far. And I mean, luckily I'm pretty good, like, you know, situational awareness and like directionally aware, so I wasn't worried about getting lost. But it was, I mean, had I known that, I mean, it's 100 and something degrees in the Sacramento or Fresno Valley, and I would have brought water or something. So he drops me off and I like walk around, and the other than that wagon, which I don't need any wagon parts, the cars just didn't have anything I needed. And so I start hoofing it back, and this kind of, you know, I'm by myself out there, and you know, it's kind of weird and Mad Maxy, and I'm walking around and kind of taking some pictures for you guys. And another dude in a Toyota Sienna comes out of nowhere, and he's like, "What are you doing out here?" And I was like, "Oh, well, the other guy dropped me off, and I'm, you know, I was looking for parts for a 66 Galaxy." And he goes, "Oh, well, these things don't have nothing left on them." He's like, "Our Galaxies are over in this other part of the yard." And he starts totally just trash talking the shit out of everybody, the other dude that dropped me off or whatever. So I get into this guy's van, and I started like laughing to myself, because like I didn't you don't ask for, you know, any kind of verification, or like, I don't know who this dude is or if he even really works there, but I sure as shit got in his can, didn't get no candy or nothing. Climbed right into his van. I was just laughing. It was just like kind of an absurd situation. And he drives me like even further than I already was. Like, I thought I was in the far back corner, but apparently I was just like in a close by corner. So he drives me all the way through to the other side, and I guess they own both. The yard is bisected by a few streets. And so we're like crossing a street and into another gate and into a whole nother section of this yard. And then I get out and he's like, "All right, well, I'll see you later." And he drives away. And I'm like, I should have probably asked him for some water or something, because I'm like sweating buckets. And, you know, like, I've been walking now for probably, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour before he picked me up. And so I get on the, I'm in this far other corner of the yard, and they had, if I haven't had a 66 Galaxy in my life since my like mid-teens, I may not have even recognized this car as a 66 Galaxy. It was literally a firewall, the floor pan, and most of the roof and one rear sail panel, like the, you know, the it was a hard top, so there was no B pillar. It was just the A pillar and then the C, what you would normally say is the C pillar, but you know, it's a hard top, so it's technically the B pillar, I guess. But I mean, that was it. That was all that car had left. And I was like, well, what the fuck good is that? And I did find another one, but they just didn't have any parts I needed. So I ended up spending like 2.5 hours walking around. Got some cool pictures, which I've been posting, but I mean, obviously, I was on my way down to Ventura Nationals, where I got even more pictures. And so, and then C10 intervention, like literally the next day. So I don't know how much of those I'll have posted by the time you guys hear this. But it was, if you're in the Fresno area and you're near Turner Auto Salvage, I definitely recommend it. There's not too many of these spots left, and they had some really cool stuff. I mean, even if it's not stuff you need, especially if you've got like your kid with you or like buddies with you, like walking around and seeing, you're gonna see stuff you wouldn't normally see. Like they got a lot of commercial, like ambulances and hearses and buses and you know, like delivery vehicles in this far section that you just, you know, you see in like old movies or TV shows, but you know, people don't really restore those. So it was kind of cool kind of poking around those, like Pontiacs and Cadillac ambulances and hearses and stuff. And they had a... I have to go back through the pictures. I think it was from Yosemite. And I don't know if it was Stageway or some other limo company that built them, but they had like one of the national parks tour vehicles. It's got like, you know, four or five doors on each side in there. So that was kind of cool to see. But yeah, if you find yourself in the area, I mean, they were super nice. And in my Tolkien-like trek to deliver the ring to the mountain through this junkyard, I came across, it looked like a barn, and there's several barns on the property, and I understand that this wasn't the good barn, but I came across this barn that had a big lean-to, and in the back was a 65 Galaxy that had under 40,000 miles on the clock, and it looked like it had a small engine fire, but the body was perfect, and they weren't allowing anybody to take parts off of it. So it wasn't a Galaxy, it was an LTD, but that, you know, the 65 Galaxy body style, the LTD was a package, but it had some really neat options on it. It had AC, which isn't super common on the 65, 66 Fords, and it had this like optional under dash idiot light package and a gauge package, which also wasn't common. And it was for sale. Well, at least the guy, he gave me a number, and I won't say the number here, you know, cause I don't know if that was a me number or a somebody, you know, everybody number, but, I don't know. It was pretty cool. So if you're looking for a clean 65, two-door hardtop with really low miles. So, it looked like it was a... sounded like it was a local car its whole life. So, you know, it'd be pretty hard to beat that for a start. You know, no rust and no major body... no body damage that I saw. Yeah, hit the guys of Turner Auto up. They're pretty interesting guys. And you'll have... but bring water. Definitely bring water and comfortable shoes. It's gonna be a walk. But that was my first part. That was the first part of last weekend's trip. And I'll stop here because I think I'm still in that hotel room. I think they're gonna start singing again, and then we'll jump into Ventura Nationals. The Ventura Nationals. I'm so glad that I went. I haven't been since before pandemic happened, and I really, even though it was a rush trip, and you know, I drove down there the night before, did the Sloatman open house, which was fantastic. They're kind of a weird location. You have to go down this like alleyway into a gate, but they had security, which I also thought was kind of weird. But then it kind of, you know, labyrinths around, and they have a ton of space, and they had so many cars in there. Some cars I didn't see at the show the next day, so they must have been locals. But what a fantastic open house. I don't know who worked there. I don't know if I met them. I just kind of wandered around and shot as many pictures as I could. Met some super nice guys. One guy with a really killer GMC AD style truck. Pretty similar to one a buddy of mine's trying to build. And the guy, he kind of caught me eyeballing it and asked me, you know, oh, you know, you seem to be really looking at the interior. What do you think? And it was, you know, a patina ride, and it was on the ground, and the guy had done a really killer job on it, but I was, you know, confessing, you know, I'm 6'6", so I don't think I could fit in this. And he wasn't a tall dude. But he was like, oh, no, you can get in there, no problem. I fit perfect. And I was like, bro, I got like a foot and a half on you. But he insisted that I climb in it, and I couldn't get in it. Like, just, it would not have been drivable for me. But and my buddy is about my height, but he got the truck in pieces. So I don't know if he's even ever sat in it. So that'll be an interesting conversation when I talk to him next. Probably should make sure you fit in that sucker before you start building it. But it was a beautiful truck. Super nice guy. I wish I could remember his name. I have posted his truck already. But the rest of the show, that the Sloatman Open House, really neat shop. They had a 59 wagon I could not get good shots of, but I don't know if it was originally a two-door or if it was a four-door that they were converting to a two-door, but it looked like it had the longer coupe doors on it, and the quarter panels were tentatively on one side. So it was, I mean, I wanted to talk to the guy that owned it or to one of the builders to get the story on it, but man, it looked like a really killer project. And so that was super cool. Some amazing cars, customs and traditional hot rods, and a surprising number of Volkswagens were showed up at not only the open house, but I ended up hitting this pizza spot, Tony's Pizza, like, and it's like on the main street, I guess, in Pomona, not far from the show. And a bunch of cars showed up there. So that worked out. Had some pizza. They had live music. It was a really cool spot. If I lived in Pomona, I'd probably be there. Or I'm sorry, I keep saying Pomona because I'm in Pomona now. In Ventura. If I lived in Ventura, I'd probably go there pretty regular. It was a really cool scene. Neat building and kind of a really cool outdoor space. And the music wasn't overly loud. And the pizza was good. And yeah, it was really neat. So that was the first night there. And then the next morning, got up and went to Ventura Nationals. And I got to say, guys, like a lot of folks come to LA specifically for the Grand National Roadster Show, and I get it. It absolutely makes sense. It's one of my favorite shows. It's so big and so all-encompassing for Southern California car culture. I mean, it's a really great snapshot of what we have going on at any one moment. There's not a lot of imports, so that the import and Euro scene doesn't get a lot of attention in that show, but your traditional lowriders, your customs, your mini trucks, your full-size trucks, even boats and motorcycles are very well represented, and it's always like top-notch. Like, you're gonna see stuff that you may not see if you're not on the West Coast. And sometimes guys will fly cars in or ship cars in from other countries even to compete for the most beautiful roadster trophy. So it's absolutely, the Grand National Roadster Show is absolutely worth traveling for. But if you want to go to a chill show, like, and just really enjoy it, I almost never feel like I get to see all of Grand National Roadster Show, even if I come on a couple different days, because it is such a big show. And you end up talking to guys and getting distracted, and so you're kind of feel like you're missing stuff. And there really hasn't been a year where somebody hasn't posted something from the show, and I was like, Jesus, I shot like a million cars. How did I not see that one? Oh no, they started the ceremony. Well, I'm going to try and weather through it. So I apologize if you hear, I'm not sure what it is going on in the background, but we'll do our best. Anyway, Ventura Nationals is a much smaller show. It's at the Ventura Fairplex, and it's actually really close in vibe to the Woodland show that the Poor Boys have been putting on, the Midnight Mass. So it's on the smaller side. It's more of like a park feel. They do have some indoor, they do have some buildings. So there is like an indoor sections where they have some selected vehicles or clubs in those buildings, which is cool. But most of the show is like walking around outside, and I would have to say it's my favorite show on the West Coast. So if you get a chance to go, make it happen. It's definitely going to be worth your time. The cars are awesome. You can see the whole show or walk the whole fairgrounds really in just a couple hours, which I like because then it gives you time to go back. And, you know, other cars will have come in and moved around sometimes during the show, but it gives you time to go back and really, you know, check out stuff that maybe you didn't get enough time with, or if you're like me and you're trying to shoot pictures, you know, and there's a big crowd around a specific car, you get more than one chance to get those pictures, which is kind of nice. And everybody's really laid back. It is Southern California, but it doesn't feel hectic or pushed. It's just a great show. So I absolutely recommend it. Anyway, so yeah, that was Ventura Nationals. Had a great time. I'm glad you guys made me feel like I had to go. And I'm definitely going to make sure I go again next year. Okay, so C10 intervention. After I got things packed up at Ventura Nationals, actually I packed up and went to the Ventura National show and then basically just left Ventura right after the show. I really wanted to stick around, but if I was going to make C10 on Sunday, you know, leaving right after Ventura Nationals on Saturday was really the only way I was going to make that work. So she got all the way home and crashed out, got in pretty late, and basically, you know, getting ready for C10. Trucky Verde still at TBR. They're getting but they're racing right now, so it's real hard for them to, they're juggling customer cars and racing, and I guess, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not, but I guess they're racing as part of the, what's it called? The, God damn it. I hate it. Hate that shit when you're trying to think of something, your mind just goes blank. The Street Outlaws TV show. Anyway, I guess they're doing really well, which is cool. Congratulations to TBR for keep, you know, staying in the race. But unfortunately, it means that Trucky Verde is not getting the love it needs. So ended up not being able to take her to the show, which is kind of a bummer. I was looking forward to that. And I did end up hooking up with some buddies. We walked around, got to see my buddy Derek and his dad at the AccuAir booth, and meet Ernie and the guys. They're always fun to hang out with. Ran into Jake Stone. He's got Stone Custom Fab. Guy builds amazing chassis and suspension parts to get your truck on the ground. And I guess it sounds like he's starting to get into lift kits as well. The guy builds a hell of a chassis, and I'm really hoping to do a podcast with him soon. It was a good show. They really expanded it from last time. The last show that I went to, they basically take over Main Street and Woodland. I talked about Woodland before in regards to the Poor Boys show. It's the same town where the Poor Boys do the Midnight Mass. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they end up having to move the C10 intervention to the Pomona or to the Woodland Fairgrounds, because the show it's just getting longer and longer, and it's further and further down the street. But either way, even if they keep it on Main Street, I think that's cool too. And it's, you know, probably a good move for the businesses on Main Street. But it was hot. That was a super hot weekend. And you know, walking down, and however far you walk, you got to walk back. and even though I'm not normally into like one make shows, like, I mean, I like Mustangs, I like Camaros, but if it's an all Mustang show or an all Camaro show, I'm probably not going to go. I don't know. I like variety. I like seeing other shit. There was a one time when they did the, I think it was a history of, or it was the, you know, whatever anniversary of the 32 Ford Roadster. And I had like maybe seven or eight guys with me, and we walk into the building and it's just a sea of mostly black 32 Roadsters. And we're all, every single one of us kind of looked at each other and we're like, nah, fuck that. And we just went to another building. I mean, not that there wasn't good stuff in there, you know, not that there wasn't historical, like, amazing stuff in there, but I don't know. It's just not the, when you're in a hobby or a lifestyle that's all about personalization and being different, you know, when you open a door and it's a sea of one make or model, it's, I don't know, for some reason it just kills it for me. So, I kind of thought that that was going to be the case at the C10 intervention, because it's supposed to be just for the, you know, C10s, which is a few different body styles, but still, it's, you know, all trucks. And it wasn't. I had a great time, and it was enough variety, and the C10 genre has spanned, I guess, a long enough lifestyle that it felt like it was a good amount of variety, even though it was all trucks. And there was a bunch of OBS and MBS that, like, made their way in. And that I was really surprised at how much I gravitated toward them more than the square bodies and the earlier stuff. And I think it's because that's what I learned to drive in. You know, whenever I get into an OBS or NBS, they just feel like home to me. And I think that's why I love mine, my 2005, you know, GMC Sierra Crew Truckee Verde so much. It's, you know, second to last year. The end of that body style before GM moved on to the new one or the current one. And I don't know, it just does it for me. But great show. The C10 guys, they know what's up. They know how to put on a good show and have a good time. Everything was real chill. Woodland overall, like I said, talking about the Poor Boy show, it's a sleepy farm, like blue collar town, and not a lot of bullshit going on. So a great place to have an event like that, and I really hope they continue. So big thanks to the C10 guys for putting that show on. I'm glad that you guys pushed me to hit both shows, although I think I would have liked to spend more time down in Ventura than I did. But I did end up going back for the Grand National Truck Show, which I'll be talking about again soon. All right, thanks, guys. Check them out. Oh, yeah, check out C10 Intervention if you're around Woodland. It's definitely worth your time. All right, so that was episode 13. Basically me shooting down and doing those two shows. I have a bunch of new stuff that I want to record, but as always, I really want to take some time and think about it, you know, before I say anything. There's a, you know, like anybody else, I have a tendency to sometimes paint with a wide brush. And, you know, with the UAW strike looming and the demands that they're making are really interesting, and I don't know how much history, although car guys tend to be into history as well. I'm sure you know how, you know, really the basis for what most of us understand to be, you know, the type of the amount of vacation that we get, you know, our how many days we work, having a weekend. Those are all things that come from the, you know, automotive industry, and, you know, that their unions were able to get for them and then became kind of industry standards for the rest of us. So when the automotive unions get their shit together, you know, it has a potential of affecting all of the U.S. And especially at a time where I think more people in the U.S. are becoming aware of how vastly different what we consider normal work-wise, you know, what we get for vacation, what we get paid, what kind of benefits we have, you know, all the things that a lot of us in the U.S. accept as normal, it's not the best way of doing things in a lot of cases. There are other countries that have much better benefits, you know, much better work-life balance, much more time with their families. I'm really pulling for the folks at the UAW. I hope that they get what they want, because that, you know, could really, it has a potential to help us all. But yeah, we'll see what that looks like. If they even strike, who knows? But also there's some, you know, Mustang news that came out with the new, you know, the new Super Mustang, which everybody's kind of talking about still, which I think is cool. But I'm going to take some more time and go over that in the next podcast. But yeah, I'm sorry that this one's so short, but I hope you guys enjoyed the show coverage and that I've been posting. I have a shit ton of it, so should last me quite a while. And there's some other shows coming up, and I hope to shoot those too. So thanks again for listening to episode 13. Big thanks to Paragon again for sponsoring me with that the bed cover for Truckee Verde. Haven't had, unfortunately, I blew the transmission out of it almost as soon as I put it on. Oh, Christ. And I still don't have it back. So, man, I'm dying to get Truckee Verde back and tell you guys more about it. Obviously, that's not Paragon's fault. And if you need a bed cover for your truck, I absolutely recommend hitting them up. If you use the checkout code, the lowered 15, you get 15% off. So big thanks to Paragon for doing that. Big thanks to the guys at Zendex Tools and Gojax for sponsoring me with a set of their Gojax, which I am still using, and they work flawlessly. I absolutely love them. And, you know, I've got more space now with a 3-car garage, but it's still a really amazing tool to have. And, you know, one, I'm stoked that they believed in me and, you know, sent me a set of their Gojax. Jamco, of course, for their suspension that they sent me for the 41 Buick Super Coupe. Ultra Truck Works. I'm going to be working with them again here pretty soon on some things I'm doing with the Galaxy. Those guys are always amazing. Elite Audio and Sound. Those guys always hook me up too. If you're in Elk Grove and you need sound, audio or sound or tint or wrapping work done, those guys will take good care of you. So big thanks to all my sponsors. I also started a Patreon. I'm not really sure what to do with it yet. I'm thinking of offering some like bonuses as I'm able to hopefully get my shit together and get this podcast out more regularly. I'm hoping I can maybe add some like additional content or I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, lots of announcements coming up. I'm really excited. I think you guys are going to like the next show. I'm going to be covering the Grand National Truck Show. I'll be there as media, which is really cool. Lots of good stuff coming. So fingers crossed I'll have Truckee Verde back in time for that. And I look forward to talking at you guys again soon. Thanks again. Episode 13 in the books. Hey guys, I just finished, I didn't just finish. I had this episode ready to go and I had it set to post. I had some technical issues with it. I thought I lost it. I was able to get it back. I'm weird about doing shit in order, so I didn't want to post the Grand National Truck Show stuff before I posted this. I still am working on the stories that I had mentioned in the last segment. But I am aware that the UAW strike is ongoing already. And I am absolutely going to be talking about that in the next show. So, or maybe I'll do a standalone. Doesn't matter. Anyway, sorry for getting the show out late. But that is episode 13. And thanks again for letting me talk at you. Have a good one.